Developing listening skills. Listening, an informal conversation. Pages 56 and 57.
I'm so hungry. I hope the food comes soon.
Me too.
I'm not so hungry yet, so I don't mind waiting. Hey, by the way, I forgot to ask you about the fashion show. Dad, did you like it?
Actually, yes. I'm really glad your mother convinced me to go. It was really interesting.
And did you like it too, Mom?
I did. It certainly wasn't a boring fashion show. The clothes were so imaginative, weren't they?
Yes.
That anti-gravity jacket was like a piece of science fiction.
Anti-gravity jacket? What exactly is an anti-gravity jacket?
I guess you could say it's a balloon.
Right. Well, it's part balloon, but it's also part jacket. When the wearer takes it off, it just floats in midair like a balloon.
That sounds cool.
Oh, it was. The designer, Alex Souza, said he gets his ideas from daydreams, and the anti-gravity jacket was just one of his daydreams.
That jacket was interesting, I guess. But what amazed me was the vest made of Kevlar.
Sorry, what does Kevlar mean?
Well, Kevlar is a man-made fiber, and they use it to make a cloth which is stronger than steel. You've probably heard of it before. Police officers wear Kevlar, or bulletproof vests, sometimes to make sure they don't get hurt if they are shot.
Oh, that's right. I know what you're talking about now.
Kevlar is used in ropes, too, for astronauts in space.
A model dressed as a police officer was walking a police dog, and the dog was wearing a Kevlar vest.
Oh, yeah. The dog was cute, wasn't he?
It's amazing that Kevlar can actually stop bullets. It must be very strong.
Oh, yes, it is. But it was developed back in the 1960s. These days, they're working on fibers that are considerably stronger.
Really? Like what, for example?
Well, they said at the fashion show that spider silk is a natural fiber that is 5 times as strong as steel. And textile manufacturers would love to get a lot of spider silk at once, but it's difficult to raise large groups of spiders together.
Why?
Because spiders sometimes eat each other.
Ew!
Instead, some scientists have found an interesting alternative. They call it BioStrong, don't they?
Actually, no, I think it's called BioSteel.
Oh, that's right. Scientists make BioSteel by inserting the spider silk gene into goats. So now the goats produce spider silk protein in their milk, and scientists have derived a super strong fiber from the goat milk.
That's neat. What do they use it for?
They said that instead of using rockets to transport things into space, they envision that BioSteel will help pull things up to space and down again without having to use rockets.
That's really amazing.
So, what did you do this weekend, Anna?
Well, my friend was exhibiting some of her designs in an art gallery downtown, so I went there. She designs wearable electronics.
What do you mean by wearable electronics?
Well, wearable electronics integrate clothes and electronics. She makes some really useful pieces. For example, a jacket with a cell phone right in the collar. My favorite item, though, was the GPS sneakers. Sneakers with a global positioning system in them to allow parents to track lost children or rescue teams to track lost hikers.
How innovative. It sounds really useful, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, where's our food? I'm starving.